Okay, amazing. Good morning. Welcome to another round. Here we go. Good morning. To another round of ABC Dig. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning, Sim.
There you go. Good morning, birthday boy. So we're up to the ninth advantage that a Baal B'Tochen has over a guy who could print money, right? Our alchemist friend. So the ninth one, Vahatish Hat. It's a hard word to pronounce, okay? Shabala Kimika Loy Tal Aveno Hakimika Shaloy Bahirusai. He cannot take any of his stuff with him after he passes, right? All of his magic and all his tricks, all of his money, all of his socks, he cannot take along with him. Except for, you know, all the praise and respect that he's gotten, that's pretty much the only thing that will be remembered about him. But Abateach Bashem, someone who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? His entire life, everything that he does, all the mitzvahs and the Torah, of course, we know he takes it along with him. So, to describe this idea a little bit, because sometimes, you know, we hear it so much about that we can't take anything with us, I heard an amazing, fantastic story, maybe my favorite story that I've ever heard, to kind of depict this message a little bit. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a boat coasting along the waters of the Gulf of America, and there you go, I got it in there. Along the Gulf of America, and all these different seafarers, all these different captains, they're all discussing who has the best Captain Jack, right? They're all discussing who has the best schayra, who has the best merchandise. One guy starts, taking out his diamonds and showing it to everyone. Oh, psh, wow. Another guy starts taking out all his gold bars and gold coins. This guy takes out some, lost treasure. And this guy brings out his cuttlefish and whatever it is. All of a sudden, they realize there's this one rabbi sitting in the corner with his sefer and to himself. And they all walk over to him. They go, yeah, what's your schayra? What's your merchandise that you have? And the rabbi says, my merchandise is worth more than anything that you guys have on the boat combined. And they're all intrigued. Oh, exciting. What is it? Kaisi. He goes, yeah, it's right here. It's my book. It's my sefer. It's my God. It's my religion. And they all start laughing at him, obviously. And then all of a sudden, as a good story goes, the clouds come, the sky gets dark. And who's here? As you said, Captain Jack and the pirates are here to ransack and loot the boat. What do they call it? Commandeer, right? Commandeer the boat. And they grab everyone on board, they take all their merchandise, they bring them to the closest, port, to the land of Tortuga, and they start selling them all off as slaves. They're all sitting there in the slave market, and all of a sudden a couple of, Jewish people start walking by, and they see this guy in a long beard and a white beard, looks pretty holy. And they start asking questions, and they realize he's a Talmid Chacham. So what do they do, of course? Pidyon Shvuyon, they buy him. And lo and behold, they realize he's a great Talmid Chacham, and he becomes, the next rub of the town. A few days later, he's walking by the slave market, and he sees all these, businessmen who are talking about their diamonds and their golds and their cuttlefishes, and he's standing there, a free man, there in shackles, and he tells him, no, didn't I tell you right? My schayra is better than your schayra. My merch is better than your merch. Look where I am, look where you are. Now, beautiful story, right? Okay, great. But how many times did this story happen that we could actually take it to heart a little bit? Pirates come, ransacked, there was a rabbi, he became the Rav, and he got saved. And how many times does this actually happen? That pirate, maybe once, or twice if you're lucky, a story like this happened. So come on, what about us? We're not on any ships. We're not being attacked by Captain Jack and his pirates. And we're not being shipped off as slaves, hopefully. So what about us? How do we take this message a little bit deeper into, our hearts? So we're going to answer it with another story. And this one I'm going to need your help with some information, right? We're going to have two people. Okay, we'll call one of them Shmendrik. And the other one we'll call...
Yankee.
What?
Yankee.
Okay, we got Shmendrik and Yankee. They were both born in the year
2004.
Okay, they both went to the same elementary school, Or Shlomo. And they went to the same high school, Or Shlomo. Right? It's a cult. We stayed. Right? And then they both got married in the same year of 2005. That's a little quick. 2018, very young boys, right? They got married. So far, living the same exact life. They went to the same camp. They went to the same, they did the same trips, the same school. They played at this baseball in the same little league, all right? And then they got married the same year. They davened in the same shul. They actually sat next to each other. And one guy, we'll call Shmendrik, he decided to go down the path of business. He became a big gvir. And Yanko, he became, you know, a tzaddik. He was learning, and he focused his life on Torah mitzvahs. Maybe became a rav. Who knows? Now, so many aspects of these two people's lives were the same. They grew in the same year. They were born in the same year. They went to the same school. They went to the same camp. They got married to two sisters. Who knows, right? They got they went to the same shul. They were even buried in the same cemetery next to each other. Very similar lives, but Shmendrik, who made his life's mission to become the next big gvir, right? He goes up to Shemayim, and what does he have along with him? He has his tzedakah, he has his, you know, Torah, his mitzvahs, but, you know, after a couple of years, you know, maybe the grandkids come visit him, you know, once a year on his yard site, but after a couple of generations go by, no one really remembers him, right? Yankala, kind of, you know, the same thing, right? He was buried in the cemetery. Grandchildren know that their granddaddy, their Zaidi, was a big rabbi. They come on his yard site. But again, also, after a couple generations, you know, the memory fades and, you know, he's gone. But up in Shemayim, they lived the same exact life down here. But up in Shemayim, what do they have different? Shmendrik has, you know, his tzedakah, the little tefillah, maybe that he was kovei itim. He has some mitzvahs. But Yankele, what does he have with him? He has everything that he ever achieved in his entire life. Shmendrik, what he achieved his entire life, he didn't take most of it with him. Yankele took everything he had with him. Now, you're going to tell me that the pirates never come? The pirates always come. Maybe when you least expect it, you may not be on a ship, you may not be at sea, but the pirates always come and will take everything of yours, except your Torah, your mitzvahs, your relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pirates always come. May we be zeicha to accrue as much as we can, all the mitzvahs, all the Torah, and therefore we can take it along with us and leave nothing for those pirates.
Amen. Yeah.